place, same time. Be blessed. Love you all.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
So good, so good. He has been, he continues to be so good to. God has been good to me. Songwriters say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's been to me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for saving me. Understanding the time and understanding all the events that's going to take place this evening, I still feel that I have to do what I got to do. If you have your Bibles, turn to Isaiah. We're going to read one verse of scripture. And I may not even read all of that. Amen. I want you to turn to Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And I want us to look at verse 6. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verse 6. You can read verse 7 when you get home. But verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. I want to talk about a wonderful God. I want to talk about a wonderful God. You see, as we enter into this Christmas season, praise God. The prophet Isaiah, I believe, helps us to enter into Christmas, praise God, with a reverence and an awe over and for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, you see, Christmas should come, praise God, to each of us. Praise God, Christmas should cause, each of us to focus our attention, praise God, on Jesus and on God's, praise God, great redemption, praise God, of us through him. Amen. We heard on last week, Reverend Jones came in here and preached a sermon last week that called, that said that it was all about Jesus. Amen. And I'm here to tell you that it is all about Jesus. It's not the commercialization, amen, that we see today, but it's all about Jesus. Yeah. Amen. We have come now in this world where we have Black Friday, and on top of that, we have Cyber Monday. Praise God. All of those things are designed, praise God, just to commercialize this thing that we call Christmas. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, it's focusing our minds on buying gifts. It's focusing our minds upon spending money. Yeah, but praise God. But let me tell you something. Christmas is all about Jesus. Amen. So when we look at these names that Isaiah and our text have given him, amen, there is something about a name. I tell you that there is something about a name. Amen. You see, names today don't mean that much to us. We only use names today, praise God, to distinguish one person from another. But let me tell you something. Back in the day and the time, praise God, of our Savior, it was not like that. You see, a name meant something. A name, praise God, was given, praise God, as an expression of gratitude. A name was given as a decoration of hope and dream for that child. You see, a name was given, praise God, on behalf of a parent who has probably prayed, amen, for that child. And occasionally parents, praise God, would give their children a name of a prophetic significance. Yeah, while some names were deeply religious in nature, other names may have not been. Amen. Can I run down a list of some names, amen, that we are all familiar with? Amen. We look at the name of Isaac, and that name means a name. It means laughter. It means laughing, because when God told, praise God, Elizabeth, praise God, Abraham and his wife Sarah, amen, that they were going to have that child in their old age, amen, she begins to laugh, amen. So thus they name him Isaac, for laughter, praise God. Jacob was a deceiver, praise God. That name Jacob mean one who deceived, because you know what he did, praise God, with his brother. Moses' name means one that was drawn out, because Moses was drawn from the water. So we see that names are important, praise God, in those days. We look at the name of the one called Jabez. I know most of y'all have read that book, the book of Jabez, the prayer of Jabez. That name Jabez just means sorrow. It means sorry. In other words, that was a person that was always sorrowful. So names, praise God, had some significance. But as we look at the titles and the name that Isaiah has given our Lord today, praise God, and we're going to focus on this one name, this name called Wonderful. And those names and titles, praise, given to our Lord contains a revelation of his person, contains a revelation of his character, and it contains a revelation of the purposes towards mankind. You see, a name by which our Lord, praise God, has chose to make himself known unto his people, a part of his self-revelation by which, as the Hebrew writer has put it, praise God, he said, God in sundry times and in divers manners. He sees one day to me, he may be my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Praise God. Another day he may be the Jehovah Savior. Because when you look at the name Jesus, that's what it means. It means Jehovah saves. So, but praise God. So whatever time and what sundry place you may call his name, praise God, it's what that name may mean to you at that time. And I'm here to tell you that he is a provider. Praise God. That's why I chuckled this morning when we were going through our Sunday school lesson. I can't see it right now, but praise God, I believe that sign says that what? God provides for us, amen, because he is a provider. So as we look at our text, amen, and we look at this first name that Isaiah, this title that Isaiah has pinned on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, can I just let us examine why he is called Wonderful, amen. You see, I say he is a wonderful God. And may's grace God. And there are some reasons why he is wonderful. Very first that comes off the top of my head is that he is a wonder of wonders. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Can I say that again?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many of y'all know that Jesus is a wonder of wonder? Yeah. And you want to know something? Every wonder about him is true.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is. You see, God has done many wonderful things for us and through us.
Yeah.
Praise God, through our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ. And all we need to do is open our eyes and recognize, praise God, what God has already done for us and through us, and what he proposed to do, praise God, through us in the future as we continue to walk in his way. Amen. So we see that he is a wonder of wonder. He is a wonderful, praise God. He is wonderful in his grace as well as in his greatness.
Yeah.
Somebody said, what you mean by that? You see, he came on a mission of grace to meet the deepest needs of the hearts and lives of men and women. Yeah. You see, it's because of his wonderful grace, yeah, praise God, that you and I, praise God, have a right to the tree of life.
Yeah.
Amen. If I can piggyback off of what Paul wrote. Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, and in chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, he said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us,
yeah,
even when we were dead,
yeah,
praise God, in our trespasses and in our sins, he said that God quickened us. In other words, he made us alive,
yeah,
when we were dead, when we were going our own way, when we were doing our own thing,
yeah,
when we were walking contrary to the word of God.
Yeah.
Praise God. God, because of his mercy, praise God, he quickened us, praise God, together with Christ. Praise God. And then Paul ends that verse of scripture parenthetically, and he says, by grace are you saved. Amen. You see, it's with his great grace that he continues to work wonders in the lives of those, praise God, who trust him.
Yeah.
But not only is he a wonder, he is wonderful in his grace as well as in his greatness. He is wonderful, praise God, in his mercy as well as in his majesty.
Yeah.
Praise God. What do I mean by that? I'm glad you asked. Praise God. You see, Jesus was sinless. He was sinless, yet he came to bring mercy and forgiveness,
yeah,
unto the hearts and lives of people who were alienated from,
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Amen. I need not tell you that one,
yeah,
time as Gentiles, praise God, we were alienated from God.
Yeah.
He came unto the children of Israel, praise God. So that meant that everybody who was not an Israelite, if you were not a Jew, praise God, you were alienated from him. But look what God did. Praise God. He said, because of his mercy and because of his majesty,
yeah,
praise God, he reconciled us. In other words, he made us a part, praise God, of the family of God,
yeah,
through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. So finally, we see that he was wonderful in his patience as well as in his power. Can I ask you a question this morning? Amen. I want you to answer it. You can answer it any kind of way you want to. Praise God. How many of us in here today are glad that he had patience with us?
Yeah.
Amen. If you're glad that he had some patience with you, won't you raise your hand? Praise God. And since it looked like everybody raised their hand,
yeah,
praise God, since he was patient with us,
yeah,
praise God, we ought to be patient with other folk.
Yeah.
Amen. You see what I mean by that? We ought not to be too quick, praise God, to look down our sanctified noses at nobody, praise God. We are not to be too quick to judge somebody. We are not to be too quick to ridicule somebody. We are not to be too quick to put somebody down, because the last time I checked, we all are nothing but sinners saved by grace, praise God. And next time you get ready to criticize somebody, I'm going to give you a little exercise that you can do. Charlie, you don't mind coming up here. Amen. The next time you get ready to criticize somebody, praise God, before you walk up and criticize them, I want you to go walk up and put your arms around him and just tell him, say, you know something? God loves you. Amen. And if you do that, praise God, let me tell you something. You're going to make everything all right. You're going to make that person's day all right. But it amazes me, praise God, that God has been so patient with us. Amen. Y'all don't want me to get out here and tell it. Praise God. If he had come while we were out on that dance floor, praise God, while we were drunk in our own stupor, praise God, if he had come while we were caught in some compromising position, praise God. But God was so great, and he was so patient, he allowed us to come on to our sense, praise God, and to go ahead and give our life to him. I'm talking about a God who is patient. And because he is patient, praise God, we ought to also be patient, amen, and dealing with other folk. Oh, yeah, I know I'm on it today, amen. So we find that he is a wonder of wonder, and every wonder about him is true. But praise God, let me go ahead to my second point. Amen. I don't want the musician, don't y'all go too far, because I said I wasn't going to be too long. You see, the second point is that he is a wonderful Savior. I'm a
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge.